And
okay, how many mics do you have if you have to push some of them to the side?
Well, like if we had done this with Zencastr, what I would have done is basically recorded all of our audio streams independently and then recorded separately.
Nice. Different channels.
Yeah, spliced it all together. So there's like a mic here and there's a mic on my headset and I have other mics. I have lots of mics. Anyways, not important. Welcome back to another episode of Scouting Stuff You Should Know. Scouter Colin is not with me this evening, but I have a few special guests. There are three other people on the line, and we're going to be talking about, well, you know what? Why don't we do introductions first? Maybe Richard, we'll start with you.
Sure. Richard Willemus. I've been in scouting about 10 years now, involved in many different areas from council, national, and locally with the 186 Knotwood Scouts.
Brilliant. And Anne, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I joined Scouts, I think, 6 years ago, maybe. I don't know. And I was previously a part of 59 Greenfield Scout Group. And then right now, I am a part of the Northern Lights MedFence group, and I am a group support scouter for 186 Knotwood, and I am now a council voting representative for the Northern Light Council.
Awesome. And we will talk about the CVR role in just a moment here, but first, Sherry.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brady. I've been with scouting for approximately 8 years now. I'm the group commissioner for the 9th Fort McMurray, also a group support scouter for the 2nd Mackenzie, a council voting representative, and a scouter with Scouts and Vents here in Fort McMurray.
Awesome. Okay, so probably heard that term tossed out a couple of times, council voting representative, or CVR. And this is sort of is this a new thing? Because this is the first I'm hearing about what a CVR is. So is this something that's new?
I'll field that one to start out with. It's Richard here. So the CVR role has been around for quite a while. In Northern Lights, it's never really been a much sought-after role as it has been in other councils. Usually it's been defaulted out for the last number of years. And there's going to be a change in what the CVR is and does and how it interacts with the membership and the Board of Governors.
Right. And so my understanding actually is that a lot of these changes are emerging as a result of feedback from the board members, sort of a goal to increasing engagement level and sort of the contribution that CVRs make. So, gosh, what's a really good way to start? What does a council voting representative do? Let's start there.
Anne, do you want to take this one or do you want me to?
Yeah, I can take this one. So basically, a council voting representative represents the interest of ordinary members, and to cover what ordinary members are, who they are everyone who is in Scouts, who are, whether they are a youth, a part of the scouting program, scouters, or maybe a council member, but they just basic ordinary members, like basically anyone who's in Scouts. And we represent the interests of them. And we also represent and align our views with the council we represent. And that's basically what we do.
All right. And there's three of you. So, and I'm assuming that, so we've got Richard and we've got Sherry. And then, of course, Anne, you're here. I'm assuming that not unlike the CK3, there's sort of two adult members and one youth member. That's kind of the structure of the CVR setup.
It is in this case, in a perfect scenario, all three roles would be filled by a youth.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we have to have at least a minimum of one youth, but in actual fact, all three positions could be held by youths.
Okay.
That's a little bit different than the CK3 and that side of things.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's awesome. I didn't actually realize that. So, okay, how's the CVR chosen?
There was an election that was held earlier in the year, and you had to be nominated to run for this role. Where this year was different from any other year past is in that 18 of the 22 councils across Canada, elections had to be held because so many scouters wanted to have a say and wanted to make sure that the voices of the ordinary members were heard. So this was a historical event. They'd never had this many elections across Scouts Canada before. And here in the Northern Lights Council, there was a total of six of us that ran for the three positions. There was three adults and three youth that ran to be voted for CVR. And anybody who was a regular member, an ordinary member, or 14 and up and staff were allowed to vote in the election that selected us.
Cool. And is there any particular reason why this year was such a huge year for that kind of engagement, for so many elections being held? Like, is it just a pandemic thing and everybody was like, well, you know what? This is a scouting thing and we haven't been able to do scouting things in 6 months. Or like, what was the impetus behind that swell of interest in electing CBRs?
Yes, go ahead, Richard.
You go ahead.
I think a lot of it was people feel invested because there were so many changes going on with transition to pandemic standards, and there had been so many changes. And also, I believe, too, that people had heard that the role itself was changing. And that in the past, whereas a CVR maybe was a person who just rubber stamped things, the board of directors is trying to change it more so that we actually have a voice and that the ordinary members are being heard.
Cool.
And that's exactly the reason that I ran as well, is because with the role changing and being able to get those people's voice, the grassroots, up to the board of governors that they may not always hear all the time, may not like what they hear sometimes, but it allows a communication channel from the front line right to the board of governors.
Okay.
On governance issues.
Yes. Just to be clear.
Yes.
Okay. So, well, I mean, that's good. I guess I figured that at least some of it had to do with the pandemic, just because, you know, that kind of changed literally everything about how we did scouting in Canada and still is having significant impacts on how we deliver scouting to our members. But it's good that that's not all there was to it. It's good that there was actually just more interest in general in having representation from, the ordinary members, the scouters, the scouts, etc. So, all right. So, maybe just picking apart the CVR role a little bit more here. And I know a lot of this is going to be sort of, if I understand correctly, a lot of this is going to be sort of published in the near future. We're kind of getting a little bit of a jump start on it here, chatting about it on the podcast. But just picking apart the CVR role a little bit more, what are some of the things that, you're voting representatives? So obviously that implies that a significant portion of your role involves voting on things or being asked to vote to approve things. So what are some of those things?
They're really not exciting things to start out with. at the AGM, we vote on a number of things. We accept speeches from different parties. There is the acceptance of the financial statement, things like that. And the voting part of it for this year, I don't think my heart tells me that there's not going to be much of that. But what it does give us is it gives us that communication channel upwards.
Okay.
I think that's the more important part right now.
Okay. So, like, I know some of the information that you passed on to me, Richard, includes things like, you know, Board of Governor elections, you know, voting on approval of resolutions tabled by the board, things like bylaw modifications, you know, the audit committee report, things like that. You're right. It's a lot of stuff that sounds really boring to just like read out. And yet at the same time, it's very, very important to the actual ongoing operations of Scouts Canada. You know, we kind of depend on all of those things, the bylaws and the leadership and the board and finances. Those are all very important things to Scouts Canada's operation. So, you know, on the one hand, it's really boring to actually discuss. But on the other hand, it's obviously a very important role for those who hold the CVR position. So,
I would agree with all of that. Some of the stuff that we're looking at, though, and that we're voting on, mm-hmm. is stuff that's happened in the past.
Okay.
So the financials, let's take financials. The financials that we'd be voting on are the financials for the prior year. And what we're voting on, we're not really voting that there's changes of them. We're voting to say that, yes, we accept these financials and they are accounting-wise accurate.
Yep.
So we're not voting to change operations. We're not voting to change different things. But what we are able to do is for the future, we're able to express the members' needs and wants up to the board so that they can appropriately allocate for future.
That makes sense. To look at it maybe a different way, because I know when I discuss on my other podcast, I sometimes wind up tackling more philosophical concepts. And sometimes it's easier to discuss a concept by looking at not what it is, but what it is not. So, you know, having sort of outlined what the CVR does in this way, are there things that, you know, the CVR doesn't do? You know, are there particular points that, you know, we want to make clear that, you know, a council voting representative is not in place to do X?
Absolutely there is. Sherry, do you want to take that one or Anne?
I'm going to let Anne have a chance to. Go ahead, Anne.
Okay. We are not able to like involve ourselves directly in setting policy or procedures for Scouts Canada. We can give our opinions, but we are not able to say that it has to be like this or set the policy or the procedures ourselves. And we do not override the Board of Governors on strategy and governance issues. We cannot override management on operational issues or replace existing management hierarchies that exist to deal with issues or resolve disputes. We cannot just represent one single group or an interest that the group has. Instead, we should be representing the whole for people as a whole instead of just one single group. And
so like basically you can't all be like, well, you know, the 186 Knotwood is awesome and should basically be running the show. Not that the 186 is
true.
Not awesome, but you know,
exactly.
But you can't only focus on that sort of, you know, very narrow, small groups' interests to the expense of, say, the rest of the council or even the rest of Scouts Canada.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. So, all right. Now, I'm assuming a lot of this, at any rate, takes place in the context of, you know, because Scouts Canada, of course, has their annual general meeting. I imagine it's probably going to be virtual whenever it next happens.
100% it is.
Yeah.
But, and so I imagine a lot of the CVR role is tied to that, sort of the run-up to the AGM, and then, of course, obviously, you know, actually taking part in the AGM proper. But is that all? Like, you know, is it basically the AGM is over and done, and then you're done? Or, you know, do the CVRs have a role to fulfill outside of that as well?
not this, not that's where this the evolution of this role comes into it. Our job now, I mean, yes, maybe in the past that was how things were done. The AGM was the be all end all. But for our terms now as CVR, our goal is to get out and talk to the membership as much as possible, engage the membership, listen to them, listen to any, you know, comments, concerns, fears they may have.
Okay.
And so basically, you know, it's being visible, it's being approachable, and that's what this role is evolving into now.
Nice. So are we talking like, you know, you'll be doing periodic meetings with the council or like town halls?
That is correct. And in fact, we have two of them coming up, one next week and then one on November 7th.
Oh, geez. Well, Richard, please email me about those. And
it's actually posted on the NLC Facebook page as well. But I'll send you a calendar invite to it as well.
Yes.
We'll also be making ourselves present to everyone and get everyone's feedback.
Awesome. Well, that's good. And of course, that obviously then gives individual groups as well as the council the opportunity to, you know, sort of have more interaction with the board through the CVRs, right? And to sort of communicate their concerns or their thoughts. And I mean, to a degree, their interests, right? Up to board level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. There's the operations side, which is our CK3, and then there's the governance side, which is the Board of Governors. And we're here to just provide another pipeline for people to get their concerns all the way up.
Nice. That's awesome. All right. Well, let me see here. Just kind of continuing on with, again, like you sent me some amazing information here, Richard. So just trying to digest it all still.
Yeah, the white paper that came out was done in the middle third week of May of 2020. And it was actually that this whole process in the CVR role change came up from prior CVRs, bringing it up at an AGM to get the change made.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Well, that's great. And I suppose that, you know, I mean, granted, I suppose that, you know, we don't need the CVRs talking to the board about topics that are not related to scouting or communicating topics not related to scouting up to board level. But, you know, with assuming that we are, you know, dealing with topics that pertain in some way to scouting, are there any limitations really on, you know, what ordinary members can bring to the CVRs and what the CVRs can then relay to the board and management?
I would say for myself, bring it all to me. If you've got a question, concern, bring it all. If it's something that we need to filter to the right people, we will work directly with the CRMs and the Council Key Threes. If that's the route that should take, that topic should take, or we'll escalate it up to the board.
Alrighty.
So we can route that information appropriately.
Good. And, you know, and sometimes that's almost, to my mind, that's almost more important because I know, you know, just even recently, I've had a couple of occasions where I've been caught kind of flat-footed by a situation and it's like, oh gosh, who do I call? And I mean, like, in general, you know, talking to the relationship managers at the council office, you can almost never go wrong with that. But at the same time, you know, sometimes the situation's been bigger than, you know, something that I would normally take to like to Neil or John at Northern Lights. And so, you know, it's good that there's this other communication path as well, because sometimes when you're on the ground in the moment at a meeting, you're faced with a situation. And then, I mean, you got to deal with it in the moment, obviously, when it happens. But then after the fact, it's nice to be able to have multiple pipelines to request information through to know, okay, did I handle this correctly? If this emerges again, what are my options? How do I proceed? Who do I talk to?
Absolutely. And if we don't know the answers ourselves, we've got all the resources available to us to get you those connections and the answers that you need.
Excellent. All righty. And we talked a little bit already about the process to actually elect and bring on CBR members. So, and actually you cover that very, very well. You know, it's, I think you said anybody 14 and up within the organization can vote. And is that also the limitation? Like anybody 14 and up can be nominated, right?
That is correct. Yes.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. And just how is voting carried out? Because that's one I can't quite remember. I know I voted, but I just drawing a blank on how I voted.
I'm glad you voted.
Yeah. I'm just drawing a blank on the process. I can't remember, like, I know that it was online, but...
It was done online, and it was what is it, the Scottish single... Scottish single transferable ballot. So basically what they did is everybody got to vote, and you got to... It wasn't just a vote for one person. You had to rank everybody from first to sixth. And then they took those numbers and they filtered them down in through each round and got the top three in each round to figure out who the actual representatives would be.
Okay. So I think the student council at the University of Alberta...
Please don't ask me to do the math on that. Yeah.
I think I remember something like that from like the student council elections at the U of A or something like that. But okay, so it's more of a, it's not just, you know.
It's not a popularity contest.
No.
Right. Right. So cool. And all right. So now, obviously this year, pandemic, travel restrictions, gathering restrictions, et cetera, et cetera. Things are different. You know, the if there's going to be an AGM, it's going to be virtual. If there's going to be town halls, they're going to be virtual.
Correct.
Assuming there was not a pandemic, assuming that there were not all of these restrictions, what are... like?
Let me jump in here. I'm going to jump in here real quick. I think for any of the CVRs, and I'll speak for myself, but I'm sure Anne and Sherry are the same. If there's a member that wants to go get a cup of coffee and have a talk, send us an email. Shoot us a text. Our numbers and emails are not hidden. They're out there all over the place. Post something on Facebook. We'll find it. We'll reach out to you. We'll set something up and go and sit down.
Brilliant. And that's awesome. My thought was like, I mean, I'm pretty sure the AGM is not held in Edmonton.
It's held in Ottawa along with a 2 or 3 day conference usually.
Okay. So, and presumably, like, you know, when the AGM happens, all of you would have to pick up and head there. I'm assuming that, you know, they're not just like, okay, well, you know, have fun, book your own plane tickets.
So Sherry or Anne, I'll let you take this one if you want, how it's changed this year.
I can take
it. Or next year.
Yeah, next year.
Or whenever it's going to happen again. Yeah.
Whenever COVID's kind of down, which will happen. In previous years, CVRs have just been tuning in online, and they've been doing their work through online and virtual meetings, tuning into the actual AGM. And this year, their original plan was to, they received enough funding to be able to fly all the CVRs out to Ottawa for the AGM meetings. But unfortunately, due to the circumstances, the AGM is going up to be virtual this year. So they won't be flying us out there this year.
Aww.
You also have the choice of, if you really can't make it to Ottawa, you can still tune in online and fulfill your role through that way as well.
Well, that's good. I mean, especially because, well, you know, actually, both youth members and adult members have different concerns, right? Not all of us can just take 2 or 3 days off of work or 2 or 3 days off of school and fly halfway across the country. As fun as that would be.
It is fun. Times are definitely different now.
Yes.
And and we'll see where it takes us next year.
Yeah.
Anne and I were very lucky. We actually were able to go to Ottawa for our group support scouter training just the weekend before they started shutting everything down.
Oh, wow. near miss or just missed it by that much. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was actually supposed to be on a work trip to North Dakota literally, like, my kids went to school. They came home from school on Thursday. Friday was a day off in our school district. Mm-hmm. As far as everybody knew, they would see their classmates again on Monday. And I was supposed to fly out that Monday morning. And literally, like, Sunday was the day everything fell apart, right? Schools were announced closed. All of a sudden, my manager's on the phone with me and the project manager in the States. And, you know, we weren't getting an answer. And he's just like, you know what, fine. Just, you're not flying. Just stay home. But, yeah, that was crazy times. So I'm really glad that you got to go on your trip just before everybody had to stop taking trips. Oh, boy. Well, so I guess belatedly, congratulations to all three of you on your elections. I do remember watching some of the results play out. I can't remember, I think somewhere on Facebook there was a couple of results updates that went out. And, you know, and obviously, you know, I was definitely rooting for you because I'm horribly biased in favor of the 59th. And that's just the way it is. And you're also a MedVent. And of course, you know, the MedVents are good friends of the show. We've had Eric on a few times as well, which, you know, so that's awesome. And Richard, of course, I know we've spoken a little bit. We still have to, we never really did that episode on the new Scouter thing. I don't know if that's still a thing, but...
It's no, we collected the results and it's that program is over and done with. Hopefully it brought some information back to the operation side of things, which was good.
Yeah. Well, pity we never made that one work at the time, but next initiative, I'm sure. Sherry, I don't know if we've ever crossed
Absolutely.
Paths, but.
No, I tend to be a little bit isolated up here in Fort McMurray.
It's a little bit of a drive.
Yeah, just a smidge.
I have been up there. I do work occasionally with like Suncor and Syncrude. And I've tried in the past to meet up with the scout groups there, but I've never been able to make it work. But
next time you're up, yeah, let us know and we'll try to work things out. Obviously, we're not doing as much in person right now at the moment, but we are still getting out there and having some great adventures up here.
Awesome. How's Knotwood been doing, by the way, Richard? And
for Knotwood, it's been fantastic. Again, we're getting a little bit of burnout, but our numbers remain solid so far. We'll see how registration goes for January 1. But yeah, no, we're doing solid. Kids are excited. We're planning some bigger trips, not for next summer, but the summer after that. Hopefully things return to somewhat normal and we can do some really big adventures.
Awesome. Well,
the one thing I guess I'd like to add to this too
is about to ask.
Sweet. Is the three of us are from Northern Lights, but your podcast reaches so many more people.
It does.
Please,
we have listeners all around the world.
Absolutely. If you're listening in Canada, go find your CVR, talk to them. You know, reach out to us if you need to know who it is. But I'm sure they're all accessible across the country, and yeah, make your voice be known.
I say this periodically on the podcast anyways, but, you know, just in general, I am a big proponent of taking stuff to your council. And now you have more people at council in the CBRs that you can take stuff to. It's very easy to... It is very easy to just sort of become siloed, to just sort of feel like, you know, you... as a scouter or you as a member of a scout group, like, you know, you the scouter are an island or your scout group is just this island, and you can be left feeling, you know, oh my gosh, like I have all this stuff that I'm concerned about, or I have these things that I need to deal with and I have nowhere to turn, or I don't know where to turn. And more than enough times, I think on the podcast, I've followed up something I've said with, you know what, call your council office. And again, that's, you know, true of the CVR role now as well. This is a really great expansion of the resources that those of us who are day-to-day with the youth, with the groups, this is a really great expansion of the resources of the people that we can actually go to at council, talk to, communicate our concerns with, get feedback from. This is a good thing.
We think so too.
Well, this is going to be one of my shorter episodes, but that's okay.
Sweet.
Because it's late, and
yep.
Sure, we all have things to get to in the morning. So thank you again for taking the time and for explaining a little bit more about the CBR role. And yeah, I mean, who knows? Yeah. I'll probably wind up corresponding with some of you in the future about whatever comes up.
Hopefully.
Yeah, look forward to it.
All right. Well, thank you for making the time. Apologies for the tech issues. And yeah, be prepared, y'all.
So good.